And the Hellenistic age sees the adoption of coined money across the Near East as one of the consequences of the Alexandrine conquest and the development of these Greek-style cities. And that had implications for trade. It had implications for economic life. And furthermore, the Greek cities became centers of not only markets and economic life, but also centers of political and religious life. And to stop for a moment and think about this, cities in the ancient world are sometimes simply dismissed as parasites, that they're nothing more than a lot of fancy buildings. This is a thesis that is found in a number of texts and textbooks and scholarly literature in the past century, in the 20th century. And this thesis, I think, is overdrawn. Political and religious events drew people into the cities. It caused a whole series of markets to develop, and it also forced the landed classes that lived around the cities to move in and take the role as benefactor, civic magistrate, and convert all of their produce and all of their wealth into coined money, which they could then spend on public activities and festivals. And that's one of the major consequences of adopting this Greek-style city, because the polis had not only its political organization, but this whole public culture, a series of buildings that were necessary in which all these festivals and political events were to be played out. And it's in the Hellenistic age that we start to encounter this tradition, this of what is called philotimia and philopatris, a tradition that carries well through the Roman period into the Christian period. Philotimia refers to love of honor, a love of recognition, especially the recognition a benefactor would obtain from his social peers. Philopatris means love of city-state, love of homeland, actually is the literal translation. And that meant as magistrates, as benefactors of a polis, the upper classes, even if they dwelled on country estates and their primary wealth was not from commerce, that it was incumbent upon them to assume the expenses of office, of public buildings, of festivals, because they were members of a polis and they owed that as an expression of their civic service to their fellow citizens, whatever their rank, whatever their social position. And so you find this willing class of elites, men and women, and an increasing number of women are able to assume these roles as members of what is often called a buluteric class, that is a class that can sit on the bule, on the council, and assume all the obligations, the offices and liturgies necessary to sustain civic life. And by 200 BC, when the Romans appear, this social situation is well in place. Well, given this new political and economic and cultural role of cities in Asia Minor, the Greek cities of Asia Minor also turned out to be innovators in architecture and in the literary arts of the Hellenistic age. In this case, the city of Miletus, which was so important in the classical age, is in effect eclipsed. It's eclipsed in part by Pergamon, which was the seat of the royal family of the Attalids. It's also eclipsed by the city of Ephesus, and Ephesus emerges essentially as the first city of Asia, as it's called in the Roman age, that is the western third of Asia Minor, the Roman province. He prote tes Asias is how the first of Asia is how Ephesus always styles herself. And these cities, Ephesus and Pergamon, were in the forefront of a number of important cultural developments. But they were not alone. Many lesser cities also assumed that role. One of the best examples is Priene, mentioned earlier. The city was refounded in the 4th century BC, and it was refounded as a planned city, which is extremely well preserved today. It's in western Turkey, in Ionia. They used the so-called model of Hippodamnus, an architect of the 5th century BC, who laid out what an ideal city should be like, where should the public places be located, the temples, the market, the various residential quarters. And Priene does follow that plan very, very well. It's It's a beautifully terraced city with thoroughfares running from east to west and then shorter north-south roads. The theater has been well situated near certain public buildings. There's lots of open area. The Temple of Athena is built at a prominent point. And that sort of planned city of Priene becomes the model for many lesser cities across Asia Minor in the Hellenistic and the Roman ages.